This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. death toll from the coronavirus is expected to reach 100,000 in a few days. To mark the event, the front page of today's print version of the New York Times is a simple list of names of the dead and brief personal details about them taken from media reports around the country. The U.S. death toll early Sunday was more than 97,000, according to Johns Hopkins University. The global total of infections has risen to more than 5.3 million, and more than 343,000 people have died of the disease. On Saturday, China, the country where the coronavirus outbreak began, reported no new infections. It was the first time that had happened since it started reporting cases in January. The pandemic has countries struggling to keep people safe while simultaneously reopening their economies. It has disrupted collective celebrations by Muslims throughout the world, observing the end of Ramadan, as well as the Memorial Day holiday weekend in the United States, when millions of people traditionally head to beaches and national parks. Washington may impose sanctions on China over new proposed law on security in Hong Kong. That's according to White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien today. He said if China basically takes over Hong Kong, in his word, as he said, it will look like they do with the new, as he said, it looks like they will do with the new security law, Secretary Mike Pompeo will likely be unable to certify that Hong Kong maintains a high degree of autonomy. O'Brien made those comments on NBC's Meet the Press program today. If that happens, he said, there will be sanctions that will be imposed on Hong Kong and on China. China on Friday revealed its plan to bypass Hong Kong's legislature to impose a national security law on Hong Kong to prevent and punish so-called acts of secession, subversion, or terrorism activities. VOA News.